One morning, drowsy, I then took a ramble. I strolled through the town like a man in dismay. My pockets were lined with a little of rhino. So I cheered up my mind as I sped on my way. I rambled through the park as the day was advancing, chanted a rhyme to an old simple air, and then getting jolly and homeward returning, neglected my bed and I slept in my chair. With all being quiet, a dream passed before me. The sights that I saw unto you I'll relate. I saw a great row in the street, men were fighting. The police, they appeared when they knew it was too late. I saw a poor woman with three orphan children, begging for bread in distress and despair. The police locked her up and the fighting men mizzled. Still, that's what I saw as I slept in my chair. I dreamt I was reading the daily newspapers, but no railway accidents there, it was plain. For the men worked fewer hours and they got better wages. The directors took their time in driving the trains. Dreamt that the strikes were entirely abolished and the masters gave in. Well, they acted quite square, but when I awoke, I found they still existed. Still, that's what I saw as I slept in my chair. I dreamt of the poor farm labourers in England. They're starving in hunger in hundreds, 'tis said, and the farmers themselves live in luxury and splendour, not caring for those who have earned them their bread. Men with large families work 12 hours a day for 9 shillings a week. How is that not unfair? And their homes are not fit for a family to live in. Still, that's what I saw as I slept in my chair. I dreamt of the shipwrecked in the Mediterranean, and the terrible losing of 800 lives, all refugees fleeing their war-torn home countries, brothers split from their sisters and husbands from wives. Our masters build walls and separate families, touting the myth that there's no room to spare. I awoke with a start, with it all clear before me. Vowed to change what I could, and I rose from my chair.
Why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Having trouble finding Connor's middle school? Would you like directions?
No, why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Finding lowest airfare to Istanbul.
No, I'm tired of fighting with him over homework.
Home, walk, restaurant. Need a review?
No, I need help. He's very smart, but his mind wanders. He's disorganized.
I think I understand.
Oh, good.
Finding best potatoes for French fries.
No!
Russet, fingerling, Yukon gold.
Why don't you understand me?
Sorry, I was trying to show how Connor feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
Thank you. And that is Mike Block with his brand new CD, Walls of Time, that's dropping this Friday. And he's off in the West Coast on a tour. Tonight he's in Arcata, California. Tomorrow he'll be in Bandon, Oregon. Wednesday he'll be in Corvallis, Oregon. Thursday he'll be in Hillsboro, Oregon. Then Friday, Mount Vernon, Washington. And John and Andrea Schwartz, he'll be in Seattle, Washington on Saturday. If you're not too tired from moving, you can go check out that show. So he'll be playing with his wife, Haneke Castle, and also Keith Murphy. And then he's making his way back here to Hillsdale, New York on the 15th. And Kittery, Maine on the 23rd, but those dates are solos right now. Nevertheless, we should hear another one before we ring off from Mike. Yeah. Just to let you know, that was the title track of the new album Walls of Time and Glory in the Meeting House. Before that, Granny's Attic gave us two with What I Saw in My Dream as I Slept in My Chair, and A Dove's Figgery and Robins. By the way, you are listening to WMFO in Medford on this lovely rainy Tuesday, and I am sitting in for Alex Cumming, who is still across the pond. It is a bonfire night there. It's a good thing we don't celebrate bonfire night in Beantown, because it would have been rained out.
turned to white. If ever I prove false to you, bright day will turn to night.
Burn.
It's 4:28, and that is Kevin Burke from his brand new release, Sligo Made. And that's M-A-D-E, was recorded in County Sligo. Kevin Burke is a son of Sligo parents and a lifelong aficionado of Sligo music, and he asked several people to join him on this CD, Michael Holmes and Brian McDonough from Dervish, Steve Wickham of the Waterboys, multi-instrumentalist Shamey O'Dowd and John Carty, Piper Leonard Berry, and that last piece you heard, the marvelous Boran playing of John Joe Kelly. So I do apologize there. There's a slight miss. We did hear the Bally Desmond polkas, and then it's supposed to be the clog, not the cog, and Abbey's Green Isle and O'Keefe's. And Kevin is also doing a West Coast tour starting on a Wednesday, November 7th. He'll be at a house concert in San Luis Obispo. And on the 8th, to Chappie, California at Fiddler's Crossing. The 9th, Soquel, California, another house concert with the Celtic Society of the Monterey Bay. And the 10th, he'll be in Pacific Grove, California with St. Mary's by the Sea and Chico, California on the 11th. So if I went by too fast for you, you can always just Google Kevin Burke and look for his latest tour information. And as we mentioned before we heard Kevin, Mike Block gave us The Blackest Crow from Walls of Time. And you can also go to his website and find his latest tour information. And tonight he'll be in Arcata, California. So, what's happening? Well, we'll consult our fantastic Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. And yes, November the 5th is a Guy Fawkes Night or a Gunpowder Treason Day. Please to remember the 5th of November, the Gunpowder Treason and Plot. I see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. 'Twas God's mercy to be sent to save our king and parliament. 60 barrels laid below for old England's overthrow. With a lighted candle, with a lighted match, boom, boom, to let him in. Well, if you know anything about the story of Guy Fawkes, this was a plot that was kind of like doomed from the start, but it does make a great excuse to wear all sorts of masks and make huge bonfires. Of course, the thing that I found truly interesting, I'm reading a book by Peter Vansittart called Voices of the Great War, and he notes that it's so interesting that Memorial Day, Armistice Day, Veterans Day, whatever you'd like to call it, comes just not quite a week after Bonfire Night. November the 6th, begin threshing corn, look out for the winter constellation Orion. November the 7th, attempt the cure of persons acting strangely after Halloween. November the 8th, complete your cider pressing. And yes, you want to get all those apples off the tree before you really get those hard frosts. November the 9th, complete the slaughtering of pigs for Martinmas. November the 10th is Martinmas Eve, which is Halloween old style, and thus a second chance to look into the future. Unusually hard weather now presages a mild winter. If Martinmas ice will bear a duck, then look for a winter of slush and muck. But a spell of fine weather, St. Martin's little summer, is more usual now. And November the 11th is Martinmas, the festival of winter's beginning, of bloodletting and fresh meat. St. Martin of Tours, who died in 397, was a young Roman cavalry officer who was moved by charity to divide his cloak with a beggar, subsequently revealed as Christ himself. He is thus the patron of soldiers, beggars, and the oppressed. With grazing now becoming scarce, Martinmas was the traditional time for slaughtering all cattle, sheep, and pigs, which could not be maintained through the winter. It was therefore an unusual and welcome opportunity for feasting on fresh meat. It is the day of Martinmas. Cups of ale should freely pass. What though winter has begun to push down the summer sun? To our fire we can betake and enjoy the crackling brake, never heeding winter's face on the day of Martinmas. And as we mentioned, it is also the British Memorial Day, Armistice Day, Veterans Day. Well, next up, we've got a great treat for you. This is a fine female accordion player who I've been eagerly waiting and hoping that she would release another album, and she has indeed. Please listen up for Bill Jones.
Some you win, some you lose, some you steal, some you choose. You just walk away with everything. Then the voice in your head saying the things he said leaves you with nothing.
It's a far, far cry from you loving me. It's a far, far cry.
It would help if I turned my mic on, wouldn't it? So, the great Bill Jones, she's wanted to record that song ever since she played in a band and sang it a long, long time ago. It's called A Far Cry. And next, we'll hear her take on sort of like, yeah, an American made Two Sisters.
Two sisters play by the river wide, river wide. Oh, the river running dark and deep. While a Johnny boy, he walked on the other side. Oh, the cold Susquehanna flows. Well, he gave one sister flowers bright, flowers bright. Oh, the river running dark and deep. Rolled with the other one all through the loving night. Oh, the cold Susquehanna flows. So the sisters fought and they tumbled round, tumbled round.
Declared war. No child daughter a prophet, too young to carry their families so hard hit by the mines. But it happened all the time. Pray for the dead, fight like hell for the living. That's what she said, and she just ain't forgiving. City of Princeton, with drum and fife and the help of the citizens on the way. They got just one chance to play. Pray for the dead, fight like hell for the living. That's what she said, and she just ain't forgiving.
Thank you. sure.
Though the facts could not be truer,
your intentions were so pure.
In the arguments you made,
if you still kept your comforts near, and your two nights of the beer made your excuse sound sincere. When you're late for work again, and the days and the weeks may pass us by, as we fill up every moment till we die. But even when we know we've finished all the jobs we've got, there will always be something we've forgot. Are you sitting comfortably? Well, if you are,
and tears and hopes and fears got caught in that shuddering jam.
I was tall and true, all 6 foot 2, and they broke me across my back. My name I'm known, and it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack.
They say that honest toil is good, soul, but believe me boys, it's for sweat and blood they want you down in that hole.
I was tall and true, all 6 foot 2, when they brought me across my back. By name I'm known, and it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack. I was tall and true, all 6 foot 2, Jack.
It's 4:55. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Please stay tuned for more great music from WMFO. That was the River Drivers with Crooked Jack. Megson gave us Are You Sitting Comfortably? The River Drivers gave us Children's March, also known as Mother Jones, both of those from Big Oak Road. And Bill Jones gave us A Far Cry and The Cold Susquehanna. And we are going out of here with Megson and Voice of the Nation. Alex will be back next week.
Defies diminution while honest men handle the helm. But subject to slavery and sanctioned by knavery when savages rule in the realm. In every debate concerning the state, these relics of representation, majorities gain and boldly maintain that their will is the voice of the nation. Two members can send in the Senate to sit. Shields Anakin, Hexham, the truth tends to vex them. United, not one can transmit. One man of all serum, two members declaring spurs and constituents away. Some staple towns is none, though Manchester alone, a 200,000 comes in. In every debate concerning the state, these relics of representation, majorities gain and boldly maintain that their will is the voice of the nation.
Of our sorrows, these sink ports and sinecures all. With pensions and places, our council disgraces, which courts of corruption some call. With truth it is told, some freedoms are sold, and seats trafficked for at noonday. The barter so bold that for British gold, our court without scruples convey. These buyers abound. Sellers to mount and vote on the minister's side. If he says the crows are wise or noonday is midnight, they must by his behest abide. In every debate concerning the state, these relics of representation, majorities gain and boldly maintain that their will is the voice of the nation. Voice of the nation.